Michelle and team. You're right. I will take a slightly different perspective and speak on behalf of a developing world context, particularly the South. I do note that the TACD and the consumer groups organized here are very well organized. It has taken you many decades to reach the level of sophistication and lobbying and advocacy, and we're very, very impressed, and hopefully we can begin to follow that model in other parts of the world. So our perspective would merely be an outsider perspective, but one in which we would sort of appeal for lots of ideas and support to begin to develop the capacity of civil society in Africa and Southern Africa in particular. If I may, I'll just read a small excerpt from a publication we just launched called Open Space. It's a publication which was launched a few days ago, and I brought some copies for distribution. And essentially, it captures the developmental dilemma we face. So I'll just read a brief paragraph to give you some perspective. An undernourished child in rural Malawi, GDP per capita $240 a year, walks 7 kilometers each day to her dilapidated school, where budget cuts usually mean shortage of teachers, essential textbooks and equipment. Some teachers who are present are too ill to teach due to HIV infection and only have access to life-saving, affordable generic ARV treatment, which would obviously ensure longer life. In a classroom, recently donated computers gather dust as super high internet access charges, proprietary software and high maintenance costs block out the exciting world of the internet, Wikipedia and knowledge sharing, making interaction with peers around the world a mere pipe dream. Like millions of African learners, she remains excluded, marginalized, demoralized, and the much laudable UN Millennium Development Goals seem but a mirage in the distant horizon. I think that essentially captures where we're coming from. A lot of the debates on intellectual property rights that you're debating now we face on a day-to-day basis, especially in poorer countries in Southern Africa and Africa. We don't even have to go into the larger debate.